Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1976. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky has been very dark, but there is a blue glow now coming forward on the edges of the trees. The light is very pronounced. It's a very deep blue. Through the center of the sky, there is a blue haze forming directly above Our Lady's statue. The sky is opening up. It's as if these clouds are rolling back, and through the center there's a brilliant white light, a crystal-like light. And stepping forward, not really stepping but gliding, Our Lady is not walking. She's carried forward weightless. Our Lady is coming forward now and standing directly above her statue. It is very windy. Our Lady is dressed in a very full gown, a beautiful white gown with a blue sash, a deep blue sash about her waist. And she has a mantle, a cloak-like mantle, that goes across her head and down onto her shoulders and down to her feet. Our Lady's feet are uncovered. I can see they are bare except for a small golden, it looks like a sandal, because there's a rosette almost centered upon each foot of Our Lady. She's standing now with both her feet together, and she's raising her hands in front of her in a prayerful position with her fingers up. Our Lady has her rosary draped about her hand, her beautiful rosary that has the large beads with the golden Our Father and the white beads that are like pearls, that as Our Lady now is turning and looking over the people, the beads are catching the light, the brilliant light. Our Lady is glowing. It's the only way I can explain it humanly. Our Lady is glowing. The glow, the light, seems to come out from within her. It's making a brilliant cast over the whole sky. Our Lady is smiling. I can't see her features very distinctly, but through the light, I can see Our Lady is smiling, and she's bending over now. Now, directly behind her, Michael is coming forward. He is tremendous. She's covering the whole sky. There's no way I can give you a full description of his width and his height. It's very awesome. He's not frightening. He fills you with great courage. He's fearless. And you feel, looking at him, that he is truly a warrior from heaven, a perfect guardian for Our Lady and the Church. Our Lady now is touching her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I am coming to you with words of warning from heaven, words that are often repeated for your edification. My children, all of my warnings of the past must be heeded. I have promised to remain with you throughout the coming days there will be much trial set upon mankind. I promise you, as your mother and as a mediatrix between God and man, that all who remain faithful and true shall be saved. There is now in your world a spirit of darkness. Many are following leaders that are fast heading onto a way to perdition. There are now in the city of Rome many Judases who parade as angels of light. They are deceivers, and their father is the father of all liars, Satan. Oh, my children, do not discard my warnings, but act upon them. I have come to save you. My son, he is suffering because of the many abominations being committed within his house, his church. Recognize the faces of evil about you, my children. They do not come to you with their true face and spirits. I repeat, they come as angels of light. But they bring doctrines of devils. I caution you, pastors of my son's house, to not involve yourselves in the politics of your world. There must be a separation between you and politics. In the eternal city of Rome, there is gathering a force with a basis of secret societies. I admonish you, as your mother, to remain free from these secret societies. It is for good reason that the leaders within my son's house have always warned in the past against these secret societies and the dangers to the faith. The good pastors of my son's house have always warned of the danger of modernization and modernism. For modernism shall always lead to heresy. Modernism shall cause the faith to darken and be lost in the hearts of many. And modernism shall lead to atheism, my children. Awaken from your slumber and recognize the signs of the times. The red forces are gathering throughout your world. Communism shall be the scourge of mankind. Through countless years upon your earth, I have cried out in warning to you. Oh, my children, keep your sacramentals about you. Accept and do not reject the sacraments of my son's house. Baptism, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, penance, extreme unction, holy orders, and matrimony. And matrimony, my children. You reject the natural laws of your God. You are substituting a pagan way of life. These laws were given by your God. These rules were given by your God. They are not man-made. You in your arrogance, O pastors who rule within my son's house, you have rejected the supernatural. You reject the teachings the very founding fathers of your church gave them to you, and you reject them for a modern teaching of Satan. My son, Charles, in his earth life, those who would begin his church that will last until the end of time, for the gates of hell shall never prevail against his church, though many shall come with evil in their hearts and plans of destruction to my son's church. I say unto you, you will get nowhere in your pursuit, for you have set yourselves against your almighty God. Turn back, pastors, who value your material wealth, and you are selling your souls to get to the head. Shall you stand before my son, O pastors, and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? Many mitres shall fall into hell. My children, what will you gain if you become a leader in your world of earth and you lose your eternal reward with the Father in heaven? What have you gained but your own destruction? Do you not realize that your life is but a temporary pilgrimage upon your earth? You must prepare yourselves. You must guide your sheep, the children of earth, until they reach the portals of heaven. We ask our children to pray much for their pastors, your cardinals and your bishops, for the sad factors, the red hat has fallen and the purple hat is being misled. Do not be misguided, O leaders in my son's house, church. Do not accept the fallacy that masonry is condoned by your God. It is for reason that all of your pastors have condemned Freemasonry as a synagogue of Satan. Do not fall into the error and the deceit of those who claim brotherhood and goodness. For what God do they recognize in their naturalism? It is not God the Father in heaven. It is not my son. It is a deity that will bring destruction to anyone who enters into such a secret society. My child, I have given to you in your possession a book. Guard it well, so that it will not be taken from you. You understand, my child, the very first page read, and this is a secret society that many of your pastors condone. The very first page reads, and Mozart, who was a Roman Catholic, when he weighed the credits of Catholicism and Freemasonry, he found that Freemasonry was far above Catholicism. My child and my children, is that the writing that is constructed for your faith? Is this not an undermining of my son's church? 1968, this book was printed and given in to the hands of all members of the lodge. My children, many ask why I come to you here in your country and your state of New York. I come here for a reason, the major reason being that the greatest of evils come from your city. My children, the world, your world, cries peace, peace, when there is no peace, for they are looking for peace without their God. In their arrogance, as Satan whispers to them, they believe that they have risen far above their God and can establish a utopia upon earth. They run about like chickens without heads, crying peace, peace, and love and brotherhood. Better that they get down upon their knees and ask their God for enlightenment. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and throughout the world. Pray that your country, the United States, has God-fearing leaders, my children. My child, you will not concern yourselves of public opinion, for you well understand the simple lesson given to you by my son some time ago, that you must do your works in secret so that the Father who watches you in secret will give you your reward. If mankind accepts you in full, my child, know that you have already received your reward. Ponder upon this, my child, and you will understand. Our Lady is going over now. She's rising high up into the sky. She's going over to our left side, directly above the first high tree, and she's removing now the rosary, a beautiful rosary, from about her hands. Now she's taking the crucifix, the large golden crucifix, extending it out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Michael is coming down. She's standing now, covering the whole side of the sky. He's carrying a balance, a golden balance, in his right hand, and a very long spear. The spear is not pointed down. He's holding it by a long handle. The spearhead is now pointing upward. Now, a lady is going across the sky. She stopped directly over her statue, and she's bending over now and making the sign of the cross with her crucifix. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is going across the sky over on our right side. She's standing now directly above the two first trees, almost in the center with the opening. And she's bending over now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father, and we send upon you graces, graces for cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. Remember, my children, your life is eternal. Your human body must remain behind, but you live on forever. Ponder upon this, my children, and adjust your lives to true values and pursuits. Our Lady is going over now, directly above her statue. She's smiling. It's very windy. Our Lady is motioning now, be seated, my child, and continue with your prayers of atonement. Very large circlet of light. It covers the whole sky, all about the outsides of the trees. In the center, Jesus is coming forward with Michael and many other peoples. I call them peoples. I know who they are now from their figures. They're saints. They're following Jesus right behind. The whole sky now is covered with a multitude of people. Oh, I recognize some of them. There's St. Teresa and her sisters. And I see St. Martin de Porres. He's standing over on Jesus' left side. And, St. Peter, he's wearing a very regal headdress. I know it's the papal tiara, the very large beehive type of hat. He's dressed very beautifully, all in white and gold. And there are many nuns and appear to be priests coming forward. It's a very large gathering of people's souls. I don't know how to express it. They look human almost, except that I can't see their faces very well. The light is very brilliant. Now Jesus is coming forward, and he's dressed in an ecru-colored gown. It's not white, it's an off-white, almost like a cream color. And he has a tight belting about his waist. It's cord-like, I don't know what it's made of, like skins, I think. A cord-like belting. And Jesus has on deep brown sandals. His feet are bare. And he has a burgundy-colored cape. It's very loose about his shoulders, and the wind is carrying it. Oh, now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this. I can see the markings of the nails upon his hand, the wound. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child and my children, you see all about you the souls who suffered through trial upon earth and gain their eternal rewards. They stand before you and all mankind as examples to be followed. You must follow them in order to reach the eternal kingdom, my children. The knowledge of their existence, the story of their lives, are being removed from among you for a diabolical reason, my children. That is why my mother and I caution you again to retain all of the old books, the publications, for your children. Do not discard them for the modernized versions, for they are not of the truth. Life upon your earth is but a pilgrimage of short duration. Sooner or later, you will expire in your earthly body, but your soul, the eternal spirit within you, must go forward and enter upon its reward. My children, all of the directions of my mother were given to you not to bring fear upon you, but to prepare you for what is coming upon mankind. You, Veronica, must continue your mission without fear. Your messages are for all mankind. Each individual soul has a true spirit of light within him. However, through his own free will, he can extinguish this light and accept a spirit of darkness. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer within your homes, and pray that before your pilgrimage is over, that you do not fall into the diabolical deceit that Satan now spreads like a web of evil throughout your world. No man, woman, or child shall escape without effort this diabolical ensnarement of Satan. Your world has given itself over now to paganism and worship of false idols of materialism. Many are selling their souls to get to the head, and for what? The destruction of their souls. Do not accept the deceit that the father of all liars, Satan, has set among you. You understand, my children, that Satan will come to you as an agent of light in your human nature. You are not allowed to see him in his true form, the Spirit. Therefore, he will accept the body of a human to promote his diabolical plan. My children, do not cast aside all of the graces offered to you within my house. Do not discard your sacramentals, for it is a plan of Satan to take these guardians of your faith from you. My mother has cautioned the pastors in my houses upon earth to remove themselves from this octopus of evil that is spreading fast throughout your world. the diabolical plan of Satan to destroy my church. But I say unto you, he is only permitted this reign of evil for the separation of the sheep from the goats. It is a manner known only to the Father in his plan, the Father in heaven, a manner in which those who have given themselves to evil shall continue and fast fling themselves into the abyss. It is a test of faith for all. You cannot compromise my church. You cannot compromise your faith, for you will be lukewarm. And as such, I do not know you, and I will not know you when you come for your judgment. I repeat my words to all mankind. Shall you as pastors stand before me and say that your teachings have been pure in my sight? I say unto many of you that I shall spit you out as vermin into the flames and cast you headlong, mitres upon your head, into the abyss of eternal damnation. I hold, as your God, I hold you responsible, O wearers of the red hat and followers of the purple hat, who are following like ducks upon water downstream, and I say downstream, to the rapids that shall engulf you until there is no turning back, and you shall receive the ball of redemption. You shall receive a baptism of fire, and many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. The balance for your reprieve has been held in the past by the few. My mother and many personages from heaven have entered upon your world to retain that balance. My mother begs for clemency and mercy for a degenerate generation. No, it is not the plan of the Eternal Father to destroy your earth again completely, but there shall be a cleansing by trial, a chastisement upon mankind such as never has been experienced, and after the climax, never shall it happen again. Only a few will be saved, my children. My mother's voice has carried far and wide through earth years. And what reception has she met with but rejection? And rejection within my house. You sit together in council without purpose. You seek to train and teach without holiness. Oh, no. of the cross, you have fallen in with Satan. Awaken from your slumber. Recognize that you are being deceived. This delusion has been set upon you, allowed by the Eternal Father. In this manner shall you be separated. For what is there in common between the light and the darkness? You will remain with those in darkness of spirit, or you will take yourselves away and suffer all to remain in the light and follow this light to the eternal kingdom. If you choose of your free will to remain in this darkness, shall you be given the time to be recovered? Nay, I say unto you, many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My mother has directed you well. She has asked you, O parents, to prepare your households, to restore the light to your homes and in the hearts of your children before it is too late. And there shall be much gnashing of teeth and weeping set upon the earth. Do not be misguided by those who in the spirit of darkness take the knowledge of the supernatural from you. Yes, in order, my children, to stay in the light, you will be rejected by many. You will be scorned. You will be called insane. Because, I repeat, there is nothing in common between the light and the darkness. As they rejected me upon your earth, you too must go the way of the cross. But carry your cross, my children, with purpose and fortitude. And I assure you, as your God, that the road you follow in the light will be well worth your perseverance. The joys of heaven are for all, but all do not attain this height, my children, for they are not willing to sacrifice and do penance and to follow the way of the cross. Jesus is going over now. He's turned over to his right side, and I see many figures now. They're all coming forward, and they're carrying, some have books. Jesus says tomes, and they are pointing to the books. I know they're Bibles. They're various sizes, and some of them look very massive and heavy, and others are smaller. The age, my child, they represent centuries upon earth. Now, over on the left side, I see 12 men are grouping together, and they're coming forward. My child, they are the first chosen ones, those who were given the walls of my church in knowledge. The founding fathers, my children. Do not be deluded by those in your world who take the true knowledge they have written down from you. Read, my children, not the new modernized version of your Bible, but read one that is worthy of your reading, that has not been changed. For the changes are not of God, but of man. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is going over, he's floating, they all glide, they don't seem to walk like our feet, they are just carried on the wind. Jesus is going over to our left side, and he's standing, just his robe, his cloak is touching the upper part of the tree on the left, and he's bending over now with his hand extended and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Michael and the 12 apostles are following Jesus, and they're going across the sky, and some of the angels, that I can see them up above the figures high in the sky, they're coming forward now, and they're following behind. I see one angel, it looks like an angel, is carrying a very large white lamb, a baby lamb, in his arms, and he's following. Now he's coming forward, and he's right behind Jesus, and Jesus is now coming across the sky, and he's standing just over the first tree and bending down and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. Continue with your prayers of atonement. One day you will understand the plan of heaven. Do not despair that you are not on the grounds that my mother originally picked. Heaven has set this plan for your course, my children. Do not question it, but be patient. Now Jesus is standing just above Our Lady's statue, and it's growing very, very bright. All about his head, there's a tremendous white glow. It's very difficult to look into. I can't see Jesus' features now because of the tremendous light. And he's standing out in front of him like this, with his hand extending and making the sign of the cross. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Pray for your vicar. Pray for your pastors. Pray for all who are fast heading into darkness, that they may recover.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1976. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.